Well, hold on a second. D, you saying you eat pussy?
Yeah, motherfucker, I eat everything. I eat the pussy, I eat the butt, I eat every motherfucking thing.
Yeah, right?
Hello, world. This is Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the show. Thank you for following the show on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Kate Pod. And thank you for subscribing on all the podcast apps. We're everywhere. Subscribe, get yourself a new episode every Monday. And joining me once again for like the sixth week in a row is de facto co-host Andrew Rizzitello.
Like a revolver, I'm in every chamber.
Wow. Ooh. And our special guest this week.
Very special guest.
In what has become basically the crossover month of June, the gentleman from Respect the Blackout. And what you guys
there it is.
Let you guys introduce yourselves.
I go by the name of DJ Munchies, aka Aquaman, aka Joe Voigt.
Basingar.
And that means I'm going to go fuck.
That's what that means.
Nice. I'm going to go fuck. And I'm ready.
Basingar.
That's the kind of show we're doing this week. So if you don't like it, see you next week, everybody.
Bringing that Spanish heat. Okay. Latino heat over here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Latino heat.
Yeah, all the spice.
To the right of me, I got my main man.
I want Narpo. Yeah, why Narpo, a.k.a. Young Mustafa, the booty master. I'll tame that booty, a.k.a. Young Mr. Miyag. I'll wax that ass. Wax on, wax off. No off days of waxing ass. I travel with oil with me, so I always got oil ready to wax ass.
I saw you break that up.
I had oil, you know, and yeah, this is what we do.
Yeah, I was going to memorize all that. So
yeah, that was...
They had to do it themselves.
Bro.
It used to be longer, but...
It used to be a lot longer. It used to be a lot longer.
I honestly feel like I'm at, like, you know, Def Jam or something right now. Wait, you just introduced yourselves.
Hey, yo. Yeah, man.
Yeah, if you are not ready for this, this is going to be an extra loud episode.
It's
going to
be extra loud. It's going to be explicit, but you know what? At least a good looking episode. Black and white haven't looked this good together since Halle Berry.
Yes!
And that's the first one of the night.
Ebony and ivory.
Let me get my Carlton going.
Potting on. Together.
I tell you, man, I love white women. But anyways,
we're starting off with that.
I just say I love. Thank you for having us. Thank you for like enjoying
you
us.
You can have them.
We're talking about Ebony and Ivory. Why the fuck am I not going to talk about white women?
You can have them
temporarily.
Just for about like
a long
half
time
hour
thing. It's not a long time thing. It's fun. Fun times. But anyway, let's keep going. So we're going to land early.
Yeah, well, let's see how it goes. We got a whole hour to get through.
Get through. We're going to blow through it. You kidding me?
Oh, shit. Without a doubt. It was a loud, like, opening 10, 15 minutes before this even started.
Listen, Chris brought alcohol. That's how prepared he was for this show.
Because I know who we're working with here. These guys got their bottle, which that was the first thing I saw, which I was like, these guys are brilliant because your logo with the Hennessy bottle with the mic sticking up out of the neck.
Wearing the merch.
Genius.
Wearing the merch. I see it.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
Yes, sir.
We should have had like a vanilla Sonic shake. And had like instead of Sonic, it could just said cape on it with a microphone sticking up.
I am not that white.
Somebody's got to work it out. You're going to prove it in this hour for sure. I know you don't think so, but you got like almost urban edge to you whatsoever.
I think I'm a little bit more urban than you. Not nearly.
Wow.
But we'll find out.
Yeah, I know.
We got judges in the room.
We'll
got the questionnaire.
Hold on. Let me stamp each thing.
I listened to 36 Chambers before we came in the studio.
Oh, fuck
all right.
Off.
All right. Listen, they know you're white and they came anyway. It's fine.
It's fine. As long as you guys don't hit me with it. I got a sister that dates a black guy.
No. No.
We're good to go.
There it is.
Yeah, finally, we got somebody other than me handling a soundboard. So this is like a full-on like crossover. It's their show and our show just melted together.
Right.
That's right.
It's the best kind of mulatto.
It's like a casserole. Don't white people like that shit?
No, I think you mean parfait.
Parfait?
I think you mean parfait. Because... casserole.
No, say Thanksgiving? Come on, man.
Thought it was a meatloaf. They like meatloaf.
No, that's the old people. That's what they like.
Everybody
right there.
Like
meatloaf. Yeah, everybody likes meatloaf.
I've never had a meatloaf in my life.
No.
I'm
really? The fuck out here.
I'm Mexican. I was.
Yeah, I don't know what meatloaf is.
I don't know what meatloaf
y'all
is.
Y'all do different things with meat.
Whoa.
I was waiting for you to catch it.
Whoa.
So wait. Next thing, we threaten you with the chunklas then?
Yeah. Brings back memories.
I bet. See, that's definitely an ethnic thing. Every household, like, especially when it comes to like Chris and I, Italians, what did we have? We had a belt or a wooden spoon. Right. Big ass wooden spoon.
Right.
All my Spanish friends, Puerto Rican cousin, chanclas. And yeah. They're like, what's a chancla? No, it's a very specific flip flop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
That
right.
your mama beat your yeah. ass with.
What'd Black people? Have? Everything. Whatever you doesn't
get,
matter.
Whatever they could get their hands on.
Doesn't matter. Extension cord, wire, spatula. Yeah. And
the best one,
any loose shoe on the floor, anything.
My cousin brother, told me about once.
Whole person. I don't know. Fucking
I hit a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
Come here.
Facts.
The best was my cousin told me about the time that his brother pissed off his mom. His mom put him in a cold shower and beat him with a belt.
Yeah, Andrew has a multiracial family. I gotta say, he does. He's got a lot.
This is the my sister dates a black. No. I got a Puerto Rican cousin. I got black cousins. I got, you know, everything is some Asians. Honestly, you know. So
your uncle, one of your uncles,
one of my uncles is black. He passed away, unfortunately. Yeah, right. Married in. But so. Yeah, we got I got a rainbow connection going on.
Okay,
so
I like it. Happy Pride Month.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's right. So the name, because I bet a lot of people misinterpret exactly what Respect the Blackout is,
right.
just based on the name.
I think we got to go into the origin of it.
Let's hear about it, because again, a lot of people listen to
our villain origin story.
Oh God, where's that drop?
So what happened is we used to have two more guys on the show.
Okay, mm-hmm.
You know, shout out to Black, shout out to Taz. Before we went into the more modern Respect the Blackout show, what it was every weekend we would go out, we would get blacked out, and we would come talk about it. Mm. Essentially, that's what we were doing. We would go out
just
either,
about
alone, either alone or separate or together as a group. We would just go and black out and talk about
drinking
what happened.
Stories, right.
Okay.
Right.
As we move on, we continue to move on. You know, life starts to happen.
Yep.
So
yeah.
Some people are, you know, they have more responsibilities that they can't really come out and, you know, show their what they're living because of their job situation or just in general, just in stuff. So it came down to me and him. Luckily, we were able to interview a porn star by the name of Tender Montana while all four of us were still together.
Okay.
And that show was the most popular show that we've had. And that's where the light bell went off.
Right.
And that's when you
We got to lean into this. Yeah.
That's when it was like,
people want to hear this.
People want to see and get to know adult actresses because it's always a fantasy of seeing them and like, interacting with them, actually getting to know like what they do on a Sunday morning, it's a lot interesting.
Hell, that's where they have their own OnlyFans,
right?
Like it's like, yeah, what are you doing? Like, no, I'm just painting my toes, kind of shit,
right?
It's like they're normal people too,
exactly.
Yeah, it's like there's the fantasy, but then they have lives; they're not just living this all the time,
or,
you know.
They live it,
no,
yeah, or that. You're right.
They are some of them are 100% always about that part of life.
Right.
Really?
They want to always do it. They're always ready to work. They always want to go to the next up.
Right. And I love that about when you guys have your guests on, when you interview, because you make it all about them and you also don't pass judgment.
No.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of the problem people have. Right. Adult or sex workers or, you know, porn stars, adult entertainers, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
A lot of times people go in like with their point of view and grill the person about it.
Right.
But you guys just ask them about, like, you guys are just no judgment. Like, tell us about what it's like, what you do. Oh, you like cosplaying and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, all that. I love that you guys do that because you're not coming into it. You're just open.
Yeah, we like, just had the opportunity to interview so many different people. So we had to, like, you know, we had to be that way. We had people who pegged guys before. We had people who, you know, eat guys.
Andrew's
ass.
Ears perked up. He's like,
oh, you're in that shit.
Here it goes. No.
You know, he's married, white.
Here it goes.
Kind of like.
I was warned ahead of time. Apparently, I have a target on me right now. I think I should just take this off. I'm sorry, babe.
You're a glutton for punishment.
You're the one who keeps. I know.
These guys are bringing in their own material.
I know.
All right?
I know. Fucking months straight, I've been in the barrel of this motherfucker.
That's right. And you're staying, apparently. Because
I guess I'm a fucking masochist.
All right, next week, stay home. I'll get somebody else to.
Get somebody else.
Somebody else to come on. Yeah.
We'll peg him.
Hey, no.
Huh?
Oh. That's the pay-per-view. Yeah. I mean, if anything. But I need
pay-per-view.
Guarantee.
Hey, he didn't say he wasn't into it. He just said it's pay-per-view.
Depends who's doing it.
Patreon's going to get another tier.
We've been there's been a joke on the Patreon. The $100 tier has always been like something different.
Who we
That's
can kill?
Have to be. Right. Yeah, it's usually who's going to die first. We did a Deadpool
make
him
laugh
among
too much.
A bunch of us.
Right.
And yeah, that might be the next one.
Chris gets pegged.
Pick who, or pick who gets pegged. That, I think that'd be better. I think we
Damn
need.
It.
Would there be a price?
There
be a is there a price to get pegged?
Well, $100 at least.
Well, the $100 a month tier, but
oh, for you guys, yes. No,
because what we like
no,
to do is we
it's not happening.
Okay,
stop it. Everybody has a price. Come on, be real.
We had this discussion already on the show before.
It doesn't. Yeah, 10 years ago on the old show. Like
no, within the fucking last six.
We talked
months.
About doing. No, all right. So here's the deal. We talked about a couple months ago about like what would if somebody
I'm drinking. I still remember this fucking shit.
So but it wasn't about pegging. It was the idea like what if we got asked to do a show like this a couple months ago and everyone's doing like drive-in stand-up and you know right, whatever. Right. So I said if we did a podcast and they were like you guys come out, cocks and socks. And do the show, just standing there naked, $10,000 a man guarantee. Would you do it?
No.
And Andrew's the only one who said no.
Cock and socks, $10,000 a man. I just got to. Are you showing my dick is just in a sock?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
you're showing your dick already for free.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you showing your dick already for free?
I'm like the fuck.
Might as well put a sock in.
Tell me my check, nigga. What kind of sock you want?
I've been replaced.
What kind of sock you want? A fuzzy one?
Bombas, because then they'll give it to a poor person. You know, you buy one pair, they get the other pair out for free. So, gotta think charity, man. Charity.
Pre-worn socks with dick in them.
A used cock sock will be fine.
That's gotta
for
go.
10
that's
grand.
Someone would buy go. It. Someone right. will put that shit on eBay. Somebody's gonna fucking buy sell. It.
What? But that's what I said. It's like everybody's marketing. Got their price, and he refused to go along with it. I'm like, dude, there's gotta be an amount. I mean, so, all right.
No, you're not even showing your dick is in a sock.
Right.
It doesn't matter. You think I'm fucking comfortable with this body?
You're married. Oh,
neither am I, but money talks.
It's $10,000.
And if you got $10,000, that makes that weight drop off in people's eyes really quick.
Smack a bitch with your money.
Yeah, you got 10 grand in your pocket.
I'm a fat bitch. Shut up.
See the stack?
I'm a $10,000 fat bitch.
Fat wallet. That's what you're saying.
If I asked your ass to go to eat, you would do it, right?
Okay.
$10,000.
So for pegging, what...
What?
No, hang on. Not on camera. All right, not on camera.
No, exit only.
Exit only. Really?
Okay. Exit
get
only.
Out.
Not even a lick.
No, actually. That came up a while ago about the whole eating ass thing when that got real popular all of a sudden on fucking every social media ever. It's like, you eat ass. I wouldn't ask a girl to go near that on me.
Right.
Like, even if she wanted to, I'd be like, no. Good. And like, you know, the funny thing is I used to do electrical work this way back when, and the one guy turned around and told me, you need to get your asshole licked. Like, he's looked at me, I'm like, dude, not by you.
why are we having this discussion?
He's like, that's the best thing ever. You know,
was it like, was he on an electric pole when he asked? Like, how did he have this go down?
Were you climbing up?
You know what? Nigga, who needs your ass?
That ass looked good.
That's a padunkadunk right there. Let's go.
Like, huh?
I would have been like, oh, sir. What is this?
I'm going down. I have a drill in my hand. I will drop it.
You want to let go of the ladder? I'll take my chances.
Hey, yo. But would you do it? Is the question.
Would I do it too?
Yes.
As long as they're clean, I'm gonna fuck.
Oh, okay. All right. That's
you know, that's fresh out the shower kind of shit. Yeah.
How about you? You good?
To give or receive?
Both.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for putting him on the hot seat for once.
Yeah, nobody puts me on the hot seat because you guys are too busy being my victims.
Exactly.
But, I have given. Okay. I have not received. And I don't know. It's not that it you know what is stuff like that is like in the moment. Right. Like if it happens, there's not a discussion beforehand. It's like, look, I'm going to do this to you. You're going to do that.
Correct.
Like, you can't do that. But in the heat of the moment, it's just game on. Like whatever two people do on their own. Right. Like, and that's my whole thing. Like whatever two adults want to do together. Just whatever.
Oh, yeah. This isn't kink shaming at all. Dude, like this is just
not at all.
We don't
not
do that.
No.
Remember, we don't shame anything.
That's right. Yeah.
We don't. We're good.
We don't hurt a lot of kinks, man.
Yes. Is the number one thing.
Yes.
They just want to talk about it, which is fine.
No.
I mean, at least.
It should be talked about because, you know, Chris, you shared a meme with me a couple of years ago about how the difference between how Disney and porn have ruined relationships.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Disney makes girls look for their Prince Charming and porn makes boys look for their insatiable whore.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
that's not hard to find those, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm finding that out like through all the various means and whatnot.
Now like, for like 20 somethings, getting your ass eaten is like third date stuff.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
it's
like,
all different
shit.
Now.
Like back in my day, third date is like, I'm getting a nipple and that's about
I'm behind
it.
The
like,
times.
It's a whole different ballgame at this point.
It really is. It's strange how like in a short couple of years, that was the weird, I told you about that a couple of years ago, like when I was doing the online dating thing back years ago. And I said, it's really weird having not been, at that point, I hadn't been single for a while.
Right.
And I said, it's really weird how quickly things escalate Just even through messaging before you even met. It was
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. He's knocking on 12 years being married. It's like, he's
congratulations.
Thing.
Congrats to you. But I don't know how you do it, but congrats to you.
Listen, bro. Yeah, 12 years, 6-year-old kid, you know, it's
okay. All right.
No, and it's not like those it's definitely not that, oh man, it's been 12 years. No, I still love her. You know,
right.
It's just, you know, I'm so far removed from the game that goes on that I look at it now, I go, holy shit, like, I didn't get that far fucking the first hour. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Shit, like, Tinder is a whole fucking new thing. Not new thing, but, like, the idea that you contact this person. All right, we're going to meet up, bang, and leave. And never talk to them again.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
It just doesn't compute.
As a teenager, somebody told you that was going to be a thing one day.
I'd be walking around with my dick hard 24/7.
And you wouldn't have gotten married. But not in a sock.
No,
in my pants. Right, right.
We're not wearing a sock.
No. Well, I mean, 15-year-old, that's probably underage pornography, some nonsense.
Right.
So since you guys interview a lot of these women, now, do you think, or from what they've told you, do they do it for, you said some of them do it for the love. Do some of them do it just for the money? Or is it, because, you know, sometimes some of these, the more successful ones will like post screenshots, their daily deposits or weekly deposits or whatever.
Right.
Like, are there some who are just doing it because it's like, look, this is a business. If, you know, I'm not going to shake my ass on Instagram for free.
Right.
I'll do it on OnlyFans and make some money.
I kind of think it's like to a point where a lot of them have been this way their whole life. And now they're like, I can get paid for it. So why am I going to do it for free? You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, like, it's kind of like, yeah, I've been this freak. I've been recording videos of me having sex. I've been showing guys, like, so why not get paid for it now? Because
right.
I can. So I think it's more so of that, like, now. Than
right. Now I can be myself and
pretty much,
tip me for
I can
it.
Get paid. Exactly.
And going on the whole thing about how you said that was your most watched episode, do you guys have plans to expand, like maybe go to Exotica or the AVN?
Oh yeah, we almost had a table at Exotica this year.
Nice, good for you guys.
We're still going to be in the building.
Yeah,
And then next year we should have a booth and a table just to.
Nice. I'm not going to lie. I thought about us going as correspondents. I'm like, we should totally go just to.
You know, there's plenty of guys that go out there just like, you know, with a camcorder like that and just go up and start interviewing people.
Yeah, well, we got an audience. You know, we got a little bit of a following.
Well,
if these two
guys have a fucking table, I'm showing up to their table. I'll just hang out with them. Fuck that.
Yeah, we're just going to.
You know, it's like honey and flies, you know, just bringing that shit in.
We know what to show up with. We got our bride.
We'll bring the XO. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. Bring the privilege XO, whatever, man. Pull up and let's get lit. That's
deal.
Have fun. Let's have a good time.
No, honestly, yeah. So we're always looking to go. We're looking to travel. We're looking to go to Miami, Texas, Cali.
Nice.
It's just the spots that everybody goes to.
Right.
Just because we love when people come out to us and experience like New Jersey or what that is.
Yeah.
But also getting to travel and actually, you know, living that experience, because it's a whole different ballgame.
Oh yeah,
With the girls,
state
with the
to state,
fans, the girls with the OnlyFans is completely different. Because what you expect something, it's completely different from what the actual thing is. Like, I've always expected the girls to come on the show, and some of them being rude, some of them being snobby, because some of these girls are making six figures.
Oh yeah,
right.
Some of these girls are making seven figures, and you're just like, well, how are we? Like, hey, like, we're just a couple guys.
How do we approach?
Right. But they've also, luckily, we've always had nothing but humble girls that come up to us and like, look, if you guys need help, just let us know.
I've seen the videos. All they're doing is sitting there topless, eating food. Like, I mean,
speaking of which, so we got a selection of wings here, different heat intensities. So we're gonna do something like some other internet show that will remain nameless. We're gonna do a legally distinct version where we're gonna eat progressively hotter wings throughout the interview.
This man with the drops.
I'm telling you, we're about to hire you in, dude.
Just sit in the background the entire time, bro.
You're going to be in.
You and Christian, just stay over
just
there.
Stay
just
over
do
there.
Your
Absolutely.
Thing.
So we'll start like Andrew is opting out.
Right. Because he's an old married man. Got it.
Right. Oh, okay. That's
so
where it's going.
We'll start
it.
With Caribbean
it.
Jerk, which is the lightest. And then we're going to go up to 911. So if you guys want to grab.
Dig in, boys.
Yeah, man. You guys, just napkins, right. Whatever. We'll go.
Oh, God. We'll and this
see.
Is all provided. Do you want to give them?
This is, yeah, this is from our friends at Cluck You Chicken.
Okay.
Cluck You
Chicken. Check them out.
Yeah, right. Just had to do it.
Now,
it was like perfect.
It was.
I just want to give you guys a fair warning. I'm Mexican, but I don't eat spicy food. So, you
know, there's
that.
Even better.
now,
I was wondering why it took so long to get a response about this.
I want to show on the camera. Typically, you want to have milk whenever you have spicy things. This gentleman brought not only milk, but Cinnamon Toast Crunch Cinnamilk.
Sensations.
Yes.
Sensational.
Brilliance. The genius of this man right now.
I'm going to let y'all know I'm going to one bite this hole. That's it. Everyone get one bite. Everything getting one bite.
Everything getting one bite.
Yeah, we one bite in these holes.
All right.
This one's not so bad.
Nigga, that was nothing.
Yeah.
There it is.
Oh, we'll get there. Don't worry.
That's what we're trying to bring out. The true ghetto. There we go. All
right. That was nothing. Okay.
Yeah. No big deal.
Not even a little. nothing, really. What'd you think about that much?
Nah, we're good here.
A little sofritos? A little sofritas?
A little twang, but nothing much.
All right. I can dig it. Okay. All right. All right.
All right. Next question.
Okay.
You guys are booty enthusiasts. Do all booties matter?
I forgot that one. That's my nickname too.
Or do small booties need not apply?
Booty enthusiasts. All booties matter. Except booties. No booties. Except
that's no what booties. I'm wondering. If they got a tabletop, don't even yeah, reach
if you
out.
Just, if you just got back.
Right. Yeah. Straight line from your neck to your heels, just don't even bother.
You got that whiteboard booty.
Yeah.
To erase somebody look like no you erased your butt cheeks.
They literally laughed their ass off.
Right?
But there's a lot of girls with soft ass that's really, small ass that's really soft.
Is
really
that okay?
Small, nice, soft. Yeah, like supple cheeks.
Supple.
That's the word. Good. Supple
yeah,
cheeks.
That's it.
As long as they're supple. A cup in ass.
A cup in ass.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little cupcakes, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Can't we all like cake? Nothing wrong
that'd be
with a cupcake.
Smaller than peach. You know, like right. Maybe like an apricot or
a little
something
cherry.
Else. Yeah.
A little Dunkin' Donuts munchkin. You know.
It's a little munchkin.
It's not the full cinnamon roll. Yeah, it's a little munchkin.
Just a munchkin.
Bites. You know. We all with the bites. We don't discriminate. You have it in other places.
What's that?
That's right.
You have it in other places. You don't have it there. You have it in other places.
That's right.
Yeah, but you want to be balanced, though. You don't want to be like top heavy and falling over and shit. Put a stick on the back.
It's a lot of dough out there.
Oh yeah.
I remember that. Remember, I told the story last week about like going to my dad.
Yeah. Oh my god.
With my dad, two Hooters rather, and that was the thing. He's like, these girls got asses, and they don't like. It's I mean, just look, that's not a prerequisite. It's just
ass back then is different than ass now. Like if you think about it, like back then the girl with the biggest ass was Jennifer Lopez. You look at Jennifer Lopez now, you're like, her ass isn't even that big. It's
right?
Nice, not that big. You know,
for a 50-year-old woman, it's fucking beautiful. It's beautiful. I don't give a fuck.
No, the ass is nice. It's
but
nice.
Size wise,
it's
not an ass.
No.
It's quaint.
No, I agree. Yes, it's quaint. It is shapely.
So exactly.
Yeah. It's perfect.
So it's different.
Her
now.
Body, her even. Geez, now I'm being tongue tied with all the exotic women that I enjoy looking at.
Boy,
better watch yourself.
Endless
boy.
List. Yeah,
you want thin ice?
No. My wife knows.
She knows. She knows. He doesn't watch any porn with white women in it. That's the funniest part is like it's literally everybody else except
last resort
what he's
is some
to.
Blonde blue eyed chick.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what I'm
he's got that at home. I'm on page 46 of Pornhub. I'm like, fuck, this white girl's gonna do it.
She has to be Russian. She's not even American.
Nah, not even. She's gotta be a redhead. That's it. Irish. She's gotta have the
anything.
Accent too.
I need some exotic.
Like, I do.
Some exotic, right?
Redhead, that'll do.
Anything different.
Curtains match the drapes. Let's do it.
No drapes.
No. All right.
No drapes.
No drapes.
No drapes. Personally.
No drapes.
Personally.
Maybe you
personally.
Mean no carpet. You want a bald chick? You're missing the reference. Like
I know.
Okay.
Put a fucking plunger on her head and pull that.
You okay. Like you like fully shaved?
Wow. Yes.
Fully shaved.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I mean, landing strip is all right, but fully shaved typically for me.
No.
Again, no hate to anybody else, but
personal
preference.
No, ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem.
Whatever you say, dude.
Listen, man. I knew I got a target on me. I'm trying to avoid it as much as I can.
Yeah, he's just trying to go along. It's like,
that boy ducking, boy. That boy ducking shots.
As long as you guys think it's cool,
yeah,
I mean,
ducking
I guess.
That and moving from the fucking landmines.
Don't duck too much. Backpedal too much. You might trip over, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, he will.
Yeah,
it's gonna come.
It's coming.
No, I didn't mean it that way.
No, yeah, that's what it is. Enough of the Jack Daniels to do it. Gotta go home and give a warning when you get into bed. Right? Like, listen, the next episode.
You're blocked.
Like, who's respect the blackout? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Oh Jesus! I actually have friends that can't hang out with me anymore because
because of the show. Really?
Seriously?
Wow.
There's friends and relationships that can't hang out with me anymore.
In all seriousness, I will not be sharing this. And no disrespect to you guys, but similar situation where you know job and whatever else. Like I know that.
You're
a certain individuals that go,
like, I don't want to be associated with them motherfuckers. All of a sudden, he's racist. Them guys. Yeah. I don't know them.
They made me go on the show. They made me go on the show. It wasn't me.
Listen, Chris Rock, calm the fuck down.
I was in the office, and they were like, sit down. And we're like, oh, I don't know what's going on.
Is this an interview?
I don't know those people. No, not those people. I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's going to be.
Yo.
Oh, Andrew puts his foot in his mouth hilarious. Like it's his job. It's so like don't worry. Hilarious. Like it's gonna happen.
That's hilarious.
I'm laughing so much, but fucking eyes are fogging up.
Right? I know. I'm getting sweaty. It's again. It's repeat of last week. How'd you guys end up coming here? By the way, like how'd you find the studio? Because you guys have been here for a while.
We were here since it opened.
Really?
Holy shit!
So it's 2 years, right? Is it 2019 or
3 years?
Was it really
17? Yeah,
2017.
Wow.
I actually thought of, so I was the one that thought about the podcast idea back then. And, you know, it was me and Taz. And I was like, I know a funny guy. I seen him on Snapchat. I was like, I know a funny guy. And I know that the other person is going to be able to link all of us, like us four together.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted Black and I was like, look, get Sha. I'd send him a message earlier. And my name is Munch, right? Mm-hmm. But my family calls me Munchies. That's just like it's.
You're kidding.
It's Munchies.
Looking at the Dunkaroos and Cinnamon Toast Crunch Milk.
It's just Munchies, right?
I don't know where they came up with it, but
it's just Munchies.
They say so.
So the first text message I get from him is like, "Who the fuck is this Munches trying to text me?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's gonna work.
It's gonna work.
It's gonna work.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna work. No matter what, it's gonna work."
Yeah,
so that's how we all got together and was able to link up to make this.
Right. Yeah. Nice. And you started doing it here? Just start doing it from home like every... No. Really?
You met Ming in Best Buy, didn't you?
No. I emailed A-Shared and Ming called me while I was at work. And he was like, look, man, like I'm down. Like I was like, look, it's not like a regular podcast. Like I don't want you to have the idea that we're going to come there and talk about sports and like business casual. I was like, these guys are going to like let loose. And he was like, I love it. Like just come in and let's see what happens.
Right.
So we did the first show sober.
And which was a problem.
We just didn't like it. Yeah. We just didn't like it. We were like, we could do so much better when it's just like shooting the shit.
Right.
Right.
So we got drunk and we told Ming, we were like, Ming, let's just record it. He was like, let's do it.
So you got drunk here
and
recorded the show at the same time.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
So did the original show go out or did it just sit on it?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
The sober show? Okay.
Absolutely.
I don't even fucking remember.
Well, I mean,
I don't remember what the show was before this.
Yeah.
Like, I looked back at some of the clips and I'm like, it was funny. It was really funny, but it was just like.
But because it wasn't the OnlyFans style came so prevalent, that's like that's your show fucking now.
Yeah. Right,
that's what you do.
Because it was just a bunch of aimless thing. Like you know, you got to like think like you get your real supporters because you have your core fans, and shout out to your core fans who just love you as a person. You know,
right.
But it's like, how do I appeal to people who don't know me?
Right. Like before that, it was like our friends and families would listen
right,
to
you
us
know, local like, friends.
I'm supporting you because
right.
I know you guys.
Like, right. We love them.
But
we love
as
the
somebody that's so random, like, why would I support a couple guys just telling us about their drinking stories? I don't go fuck. Like,
I
have nothing to connect. Like I'm not eating ass at 3 a.m. of a random ass.
Right.
You know, I might eat my wife's ass. Yes, but that shit doesn't correlate.
But
that's
only on our anniversary, so I can't listen to this every week. What if she catches me? Right. What if she's like Andrew's wife?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
He knew her longer than I did, so I don't want to hear it.
Oh, okay. I did. I knew them both in high school. She's 2 years older, so we were seniors together. No, I had a class with him while he was a sophomore. So when I found out like 2 years after high school graduation, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. I sat next to both of them in different classes senior year of high school, which was just funny.
Yeah.
It's that they ended up together.
That's fucking hilarious, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
The connection between at least the three of us is just stupid.
Yeah. It kind of is. Which is funny because that's kind of what, like, this show kind of evolved out of the original show we did. We started in 2010.
Oh, wow.
We started doing a show.
And we were doing it completely by ourselves.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
and that's
all the
it. Just from home,
everything.
Like karaoke mics and like a mixer like you'd use for like live music or something. Like we had, and we were just, got a hosting plan through GoDaddy, and we're like, let's just start doing this.
Literally trial by fire, setting up the website, setting up the iTunes, all that nonsense. We've been doing that.
Because that was it. In 2010, there was just iTunes for podcasts, and that's it. Like, there was nothing, no distribution anyway, except like go to the website or subscribe on iTunes, and hopefully. And even that was a whole
like Smodcast was just taking off. That's how.
Yeah, they were about 3 years in. And it was
still just enough. Ming was still doing their website.
Yeah.
Like, we were trying to contact Ming then to do our website. Because, you know, we're local. We go to the Secret Stash back then. We'd see him there. Mm-hmm. We're like, yo, we got to talk to that guy. See if he can, you know.
Like, we got to get the guy who designs Kevin Smith's stuff. Because he does all this podcasting stuff and it looks great. And then it's funny that fast forward to just last summer and we ended up coming through here. Mm-hmm. Which is funny. You guys were the first ones we saw. It was Jack and I.
You guys were leaving with, I don't know what girl it was, but like, listen, man.
Yeah, Andrew didn't see her face.
We love
let's put it that way.
He
wasn't looking at her face.
Whoever we love. But, we love you.
Yeah, just you guys were just coming out. Jack and I were coming in to do the first show. Like, let's just go do a show and not like a test show. But like,
I remember that day. It was in the parking lot, right?
No, it was actually right here. We came in early.
I came up to you guys like, yo, my buddy's looking at you.
Yeah, okay.
That's it. My show that I did, we finished, and I saw you guys. I'm like, oh, shit, Chris wants to do a show with them. I got to go.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is funny. Like, we always saw you guys kind of in passing. And then what turned me on to you guys was, other than the fact that Ming and Mike were like, these guys are hilarious. Like, the show is
Mike,
awesome.
Christian.
Yeah, everybody.
There's stains on this table from Death one Road. Podcast.
Yeah, there's a story there. Is that what it is?
We got some oil.
We got an oil stain back there from some ass.
We owe Ming a big bill at this point.
We had a dog pee on the carpet.
Yeah.
What?
Really? Yeah. Some chick brought a dog in?
Yeah, his chick brought a dog in.
Awesome.
Just
carpet.
Hire, like, what the hell is that? Stanley Steamer or something. Just have him come
in. Yeah, rent one for the day. I think we got you.
Cool because, like, I mean, most of these girls also, like, they have a real, like, their family supports them, but they completely shut that off for them.
Right.
Like, most of them is just like, you wouldn't know that they're doing this.
Okay.
With their family. And some of them are like, yeah, I tell my family, like, everybody knows, everybody supports me. And some of them are like, they know, but we just don't talk about it.
Yeah, nah.
Right.
I mean, that's got to be, that's still got to be a harder thing to talk to your family about, because obviously the generation gap and whatnot.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because, like, even if my wife came to me and said, yeah, I'm starting an OnlyFans, there's still going to be a part of me going, you know what? If you're making $20,000 a month showing your feet off, I'll be in the kitchen doing the dishes.
Yeah, honestly.
You know?
Like, yeah, like, seriously, what can you do? Like, nothing. I can't turn down that kind of money.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know?
Because, you know, there's a place for everybody.
There's
some people.
There's a niche for everybody.
Yeah,
there is. There is. And it's funny, too. Like, that's what a lot of people turn to in the pandemic, because people are out of work and everybody thought, because
how
they're
seeing a song.
Yeah. And they see how, like, successful some of the, yeah, obviously, porn stars and everything, who already have an audience.
Right.
You already have people who are following them who are, like, in.
Right.
So a lot of people started doing it.
That was definitely the rise of the Instagram group, more remote. I think
those are the stupid people that are left behind now, because they know they found out that it's not as easy as they thought it was.
Yeah, they thought they could just have an account. Like, I see, it's so funny. Like, the account for this show, for whatever reason, it's followed by, like, all these titty bars in, like, Texas and California and all.
Shout out to the titty bars.
No, I do. I know.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Nothing wrong with
titty bars.
Yeah,
especially in Texas.
Happy to have them. But I thought it was kind of weird, because I'm thinking, like, well, that's not this kind of show. I was just wondering kind of how they found the show. But anyway, just looking at the accounts, I'm like, where is this place? And I'm looking, because I just think it's random that they found the show account.
Right.
And like, a lot of these waitresses at some of these places have OnlyFans, and it's like $30 a month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love the joke of, well, I look at it as a joke. They're like, well, if it's too expensive, you're broke or you're too cheap. And I'm thinking, or I don't need to pay $30 to see a waitress, and I can pay $10 to see, you know.
Right.
That's the other thing. And no shame in it, but you can't, like, charge a premium and then be like, oh, yeah, but I have my night job where I go work.
See, the thing about it is that the girls.
It is a job.
The girls that charge higher are usually the girls that aren't really into the lifestyle.
Right.
Right.
That's what it is.
Because it's just like, imagine, like, the most popular girl in your high school.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden, now all of a sudden her nudes are available.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to charge you a premium.
Right.
Opposed to the girl that's like the little freaky nerd girl that's like $5, but nobody really knows about it.
Right.
Everybody's subscribing to her. Everybody. Because it's like, $5 is $5. Like, I could go spend
it's impulse buying.
Like, yeah, it is.
And then I'm going to check it out and be like, oh, I'm intrigued.
Especially, you know, guys.
I'll give her 10.
Guys, you know, you remember back in those days when you were horny, you did some stupid shit.
Right.
Like, you'll be like, in that moment, you'd be like, what the fuck?
And now you have adult money?
That's it.
Now you have adult money to do stupid adult
exactly.
shit? I'm buying porn.
$5.
30 days, 60% off, huh?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, now it's intriguing. Now
I know.
It's like,
I got $5.
And I get a free personal video? Let me see what this is talking about,
right?
Yeah,
right. And honestly, they interact so much with you, and they actually, like, I haven't met a girl that's like, I don't like any of my fans or I don't like any of my supporters,
right?
Because
I've heard you bring that question up a couple times, like, have you had creepers and whatnot?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
because we always try to get the dirt every time we hear. Mm-hmm. We always try to get the dirt. Like, have you guys ever bought pussy?
No, never
paid for pussy.
Never paid for it. No,
right, okay.
Porn, yes, but not actual.
Yeah, unless you count going out to dinner.
Yeah, unless you count.
We're talking about, here's a transaction.
Transaction.
Like, money's on the table. Money's on the table.
Money's on a white envelope on the counter. Like, you pick it up whenever you need to.
No. Can't say I have.
Right. So
I mean, nothing wrong with it, but hasn't happened. Just through the traditional dates and concerts and all that other stuff.
Dominican Republic.
No, we're
no.
good.
There you go.
Is that the lifestyle down there?
There you go.
No, yeah. All right.
There you go.
All right.
Go to Little Havana.
Kate's coming on the road.
Like, shit, cigars and pussy? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to do a co-headline
now
tour.
Now it sounds a little bit better. Now, right?
Yeah. I want to get a real Cuban. Let's do this.
You were talking about adult, adult money?
We're going to fulfill that promise that Two Live Crew and Ozzy Osbourne never did, where they were going out together in like 91 or that something, and it nuts. Never happened because promoters were scared. We'll yeah. follow through that'd on that
be,
promise.
If I was a promoter, I'd be fucking scared too. Two Live Crew and fucking and Ozzy Osbourne.
That
what
would,
the fuck?
That
there wouldn't
amazing.
Be a hotel room.
Killed or fucked. I don't know. What's on.
I know any drugs? Yes.
Dude, yeah, exactly. I'd go to that show. Public Enemy and Anthrax did it though, so that was they did a string of shows holy together. So that would have been awesome back in the day.
No, but back to what he was saying anyway, about yeah. the girls being interactive with the fans, like you know, because we shoot some of the girls too that come on the show, like we shoot some of their footage for them.
I saw that.
So the girls they get a lot of requests. From fans like, hey, I want this type of fantasy, I want you to do this type of video and things like that. And they respond to it immediately yeah. and those are their true fans, the ones that keep coming back buying every single video
right.
even though their subscription is $6 a month, they got
they'll
these videos that they're selling
on top of yeah.
right
yeah.
exactly. So you got $6 a month with 500 people, you're obviously you got these people on auto renewal mm-hmm. where mm-hmm. the money's coming out of their account every month, $6 every month, and mm-hmm. then you're selling them videos for 25
right.
30 a piece
couple of times a week
right exactly so, then right. you start seeing your bread stack up and then yeah, you're selling right. videos from 3 years ago, you know,
right, the, yeah, you know
like,
what I mean?
Stuff that was private, and
right,
you're like,
exactly.
Oh, yeah, this one, you know? Yeah.
So that's a lot of ways.
And of course, like Reddit's a huge jumping off point, too, because you go on there, and like every girl you see is like, check out my OnlyFans, this yes. week's free, and whatnot. And yep. it's like,
yeah,
maybe I will.
Reddit's like the billboard for OnlyFans. It really is. Like,
no, yeah, where, all those, all, and of course, that's
and
where
Twitter.
You get, that's where you get the subgenres. Like you can really find, like you were saying, the niche for everybody.
Yep.
You know, so yeah,
for real. Guess, like honestly, that's where I feel like the cosplay girls Reddit. Exploded. Advent, like, is that was such a big
avid porn watcher?
I'm bad. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm
he bad. Is. He's married. What do you think?
Right. what was the nickname you used to give me? When you actually had the download videos?
72 Gigsatello
hey,
was his name. He
yo.
Had 72 gigs.
What's your favorite type of porn to watch?
Interracial.
What's the type of porn that you watch that you don't want to tell anybody about?
Cuck.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
You know that nice. Shit?
That's like, why yeah. you accuse other people.
All right, I got
that.
You. Okay.
It mix it in together. Interracial cuck video. Oh, now it's like,
it
now
is.
It's a fucking blast. Man,
again,
now my
done.
Mind is fucking running.
Married.
Yeah, well.
There it is. You know,
listen, again,
there's a little truth.
I love
little
my
truth
wife, but
all
it's
all
vanilla.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, it is. So, with your wife.
Well,
I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding.
I want to ask, but it's like, have you ever had the conversation to spice shit up like that? Is that like
we've,
something?
Toy wise.
Okay.
Yes.
Nah,
yes,
no, he's nice. We love toys.
We love toys.
We've tried yeah, toys right. and stuff like that, but nothing like.
No cuck.
Can I bring somebody in?
Right. No cuck no. shit. Okay.
There was, and this is why I'm not telling her to listen to the show.
That's
there
fine.
Was one time because I can't smoke anymore because of my job.
Okay.
All right. But I used to be big pothead and whatnot like that. And there was a girl I worked with back at my retail job that wanted my now wife.
Oh,
she,
wow.
She liked me, but she wanted my wife.
Jesus.
So we went back, we smoked up, and had it not been for that girl's roommate being in the room, it would have happened.
Would have went down.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
There's damn, been, damn there, her.
So, you know, we want to talk, you want to talk about like the fantasy and whatnot and the exotic. I had two chances with two black women. Both times were interrupted.
Wow.
Is that person still your friend?
Pre-marriage.
Yeah, pre-marriage.
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 Yeah.
Pre-marriage.
Just,
pre-marriage.
The roommate, the roommate yeah. is still your friend?
Yeah.
The one that like
and
cock-blocked?
Like, oh, no. That
no,
I never knew who
that guy.
No, I never knew, no, I never knew who
if
that
we're
was.
In this situation, I'm looking at him like, fam, are you bouncing up out of
here? Right. No,
he's going to do the same thing to me.
That, right, exactly. Totally. All right, we're going to play that game. That almost happened with me and my Puerto Rican cousin. Same girl.
Right.
Okay.
Just ran out of time. Or, like, it wasn't connecting in his head, like, oh, shit, she's going to do both of us. You know, kind of thing like that.
Right.
But
so he
the
got
other,
first
the,
crack
like,
at
the,
her.
The,
and...
the block... The block was her roommate, who I don't know, just some girl that was in the room kind of thing and was like, you know, doing ooh. Her hair or some nonsense like right, that right. and just didn't want to leave. Just
I
wasn't getting like, get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out of
here. Yeah, wasn't, she wasn't taking hints.
Right. So, yeah.
Man.
Fellas, you got to look for the hints in the threesome. Women sometimes want two guys, but you got to look for the hints.
I've twice, I've talked about this on the
yes.
show. I don't know if you're, oh yeah, we, yeah.
We, you okay. and I have talked.
Well, no, but on the show, we did a series for our old show back in 2016 called The Guide to Life. And one of the episodes was The Guide to Sex, which was a really candid conversation about this stuff. But twice, I lived in L.A. all in for 8 years and just moved back here 3 years ago. Well, what happened was twice I was invited into threesomes with couples, though, and I said no. because number one, it's a couple, and that never works when, I mean, I don't know anybody who's been in like a solid relationship and then had a three-way and then it worked out. Something always has gone wrong with anyone I know who's done
just
it.
From so your I'm like, experiences.
From people I've known. Yeah. Okay. I'm like, I don't know about that. And at the same time, I'm like, this is someone's girlfriend. I mean, look, if it was like a hookup kind of situation,
right,
might be a different story. If it was a night out, maybe, you know, if it's just a wild night out, maybe a different story. But I'm like, these are couples. Like, I don't know about getting in.
You're better than me. If you ask me to fuck your wife, I'm fucking.
I did.
I mean, honestly, I'm like, I don't know. Recently, I want to be on.
I did recently have one end of your girl
come to me and say she's in a poly relationship.
Right? Nice.
You know, and that not directly say like, oh, come and do this, but like,
if you're ever
it's on the table kind of thing. Like,
she put the pineapple upside down.
That's the swinger trick. Hey, shout out to
NK Swingers. We do host swinger events.
Isn't there something else?
Oh, we're gonna get to that.
The loofahs, the different color loofahs too.
Uh huh.
See, I know. I'm there. I understand.
Right, you're paying attention.
I watch a lot of porn.
That's lifestyle shit.
Watch a lot of cuck porn.
That's lifestyle shit.
Always pay attention to the girls that have the pineapple tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. That means that they do. Okay.
Take notes, guys.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. If you're looking for some action, that's
it's
what you're
either
looking
the pineapple
for.
Upside down in the grocery store when they're walking around,
those little codes and whatnot.
Yeah, absolutely. And then they know that they're game.
But that's something
you would never expect
unless
you would look
that.
At it and be like, "Why the fuck is that pineapple upside down?" and just keep walking.
Right.
But
right.
She's like, "No, we're ready to play."
That's the tell.
Is it?
Now I'm gonna look. Now I'm gonna be like,
now you're gonna be like, holy shit.
Got a pineapple? Anybody got a pineapple? Yes.
You're gonna be like, holy shit, they got a pineapple. Like,
babe, I'm going to ShopRite.
Again?
Yeah.
Aisle 3 needs
pineapples.
We're out
of pork chops.
They're gonna be like, sir, why are all the pineapples in your cart?
And just walking around with a cart full of pineapples.
upside down. Upside down.
Trying to send a message here.
Yeah. Just put a beacon on me already.
And then he just, he does like a couple of laps around the store.
And just leave.
And then he just parks the cart. Fuck it, I'm going home.
Couldn't meet anybody.
Nothing.
Gave up.
Strike out. I'm going home watching porn. Me with two good hands. Anyway. So with the swingers events, like what's that? Now you guys host them. That and you just had one down. It was an AC, right? You guys just did?
It was in Jersey City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it was in Jersey City.
It was in Jersey City. Yeah, it was a lot of fucking.
Yeah.
I would hope.
I mean,
it was cool people.
That's
there.
What people show
it's,
up.
It's
yeah.
a really, it's a really open environment. So mm-hmm. anybody who hasn't been to a swingers party, they make you feel comfortable as hell.
Is it like a keys mm-hmm. party where you like just drop your keys in, kind of thing, and you're having fun that night?
No.
Or?
So what happens is like at first we set up and we kind of have our own little booth and we do a little travel thing, and then for the first like hour, everybody's eating and everybody's just like socializing just to get a feel of everybody.
Right.
And then once the party really starts going, we do intros.
They do a dress down. Mandatory dress down. You take off a piece of clothing. Don't have to be
okay.
T-shirt, you know, just whatever. Something. Mm. Just something to make everybody feel comfortable.
You say your name. You say what you're here for. And then because some of them are, I'm only here to watch.
Okay.
I'm here to play. I'm here to experience. Right. Blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then it's a very environmental, like it's so fun that you don't even realize it what you're doing.
Right. It's like these guys are living. You guys remember Real Sex? Used to be on HBO.
Yeah,
like you guys
are
fucking living that shit.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Like, so it's cool because like there's always three different rooms and three different things that go on in the rooms.
Yeah, the spanking room. Like one room has spanking.
They have like a room that's just fully for toys, and then you have one that's like mostly exhibition that where you're just watching like people.
Like you're speaking of it, like on a couple status. It was last party we went to it was one couple. Literally, they were in a room and they were playing in a room together, and they were the center of attention. It's like literally they had a crowd around them.
It
was just them too. Yeah, just complete exhibitionists, just going. Everybody was watching them. Then like the husband, they were in the lifestyle. He felt comfortable with somebody else joining. He called like one of the guys that they talked,
they
had a previous conversation and felt comfortable about things. And he let him do his work and kind of sat there and kind of petted and consoled his girl. Fucking craziest shit you've ever seen.
Right.
It's like,
wow.
Fucking this environment is just like, wow. Like one girl, she was getting piped. Well, you know what that means, right?
I understand.
All right, cool. She was getting piped.
I know, but tell Andrew.
And she was getting fed cake.
Hold on.
They were literally feeding her birthday cake while she was getting fucked.
I was it was like, her birthday. Shout out to her.
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
Fucking amazing, bro.
Now that's a party.
now, on a logistical standpoint, how do you focus? If you're the girl,
that's a lot
how do
of
you work. Focus?
Yeah. Oh, no, she's experienced.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, it only takes 2 seconds to put the cake in your mouth. You can chew while you can. I mean, I kind of.
If a girl could put a dick in her mouth, she could put a cake in her mouth.
There you go.
That's it.
You heard it here first.
That's the tagline. That's your tagline for the Slingers event.
That's going on.
If you can eat dick, you can eat cake.
Yeah, we're actually, I think we're doing a pool party, no?
Yeah.
Really?
A jacuzzi one theme.
Okay.
Yeah, they're doing one June 26th, I believe.
June 26th.
So. Really?
Yeah. I mean, so hey, single guys, tickets are still on sale.
Yeah.
Just find you a little freak and go together. I mean,
because this is going up Monday, so where people get tickets and everything.
Go on NK Swingers. NK Swingers on Instagram. NK Swingers with a Z on Instagram. And go into their link in bio. They have tickets in their Eventbrite. I believe single ladies are $25, couples are $60, and single males are $100, I believe. But hey, guys complain about the price, but you're guaranteed to get some ass. So
shut
the fuck up and pull up with some liquor.
It's also incentive to have a better balance of everyone there.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
you don't have a sausage party unless
that's why ladies' night. Yes. Every club ever. It's like, of course, ladies get in free. They need ladies to be in there. Exactly. Dudes to show up.
Absolutely. You know,
that's how it works. But then dudes get all tight about it. Oh yeah, let's move on to the next level. Let's go to traditional. Yeah, traditional's next. And these are bone-in wings because we're real men.
Right. We don't like chicken
boneless
tenders.
Shit. That's right. Yeah. Who needs tenders? See. Now I forget.
If it's nuclear, 911 is the hottest one.
Is it?
Nuke is the hottest. So it's 911 would be in the next nuclear.
One. Yeah.
One bite, that hoe.
Yeah. One bite.
These wings are for pussies.
Nah.
See, I should have brought my hot sauce.
Next time.
Okay.
I had this hot sauce one time called something pain.
It's just
100% pain.
100% pain.
Yeah, fuck that. That's offensive. That's just offensive. That's not even for flavor.
You know
that's
it
just
is? And that's where I'm at. Like, it needs that flavor, you know, if it doesn't have a good flavor, if it's just heat, yeah.
And that's exactly what 100% pain was.
It just hurts. Yeah. That and, what is it called? It's something 357.
It's
Mad Dog.
No, it's Da Bomb.
But Da Bomb is just single. Mad Dog 357 is the one that you were talking about.
Mad Dog 357 is liquor.
Yeah.
He's talking about hot sauce.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
They did have a special edition. he's like, check me out. I know what I'm talking about.
And if I don't, fuck you. Don't worry about yourself, pussy.
No, but like that's another one. It's like you open the bottle.
It's
up
just
and you're like,
meant for.
It's just
did
hurt.
You guys ever try that one chip challenge?
No, they did it here. I saw they had them, and I'm like, oh, can we do that? They're like, no, we're doing a special board.
Nah.
I wanted to. Everybody else backed out.
I've had Ghost Pepper before. I've had Carolina Reaper. And
we
all
did
that
a
nonsense.
We did a pre-show one on the old show where we tasted it. We put it on something.
We had
work for you.
I had the hot sauce from the unnamed show.
Right.
But the thing is, like, yeah, it's fucking hot, but it has that flavor.
Right.
Like it tastes good. As much as it hurts, it's like. No, I get it. You like hot honey?
Mm-hmm.
Have you had that stuff?
No, I never had hot honey.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you got to go to Gianni's up the street.
I like Gianni's.
They got a hot honey pizza.
Yeah, Stinger pizza.
Dude, it's so
good. Pepperoni pizza with honey.
And that was Min's recommendation, and he was right.
I don't know if it's jalapeno or some slice. It's just enough. You're like, ooh, what the fuck is that? Mm. You know?
Yeah.
Recommend it. Definitely recommend it.
Who said white people don't cook with seasoning?
I see.
But, we just talked about this. We cook with spice.
We do cook with
spice. We don't just use Tabasco and that's it.
Y'all don't put raisins in your potato salad, do you?
No.
All right, good. That's a rumor. I had to clear it up.
Dude, we're Jersey Italians. We don't put raisins in anything.
Oh, now see, Jersey Italians and white people are two different things.
Goddamn right.
They're Italian. They're Italian. We don't count them as white people.
That's two different things, especially a Jersey Italian.
Confirmation. All right?
That's different.
That's it. You just punched our card right there.
That's right.
Thank you, sir.
That's way
too. Spice, crush red pepper on everything except booze. All right? So that's how it goes.
Even there, it's kind of, you know.
Yeah, even that. It depends.
It depends on what
gets late enough. Yeah, it might happen.
It gets late enough. Just chopping up the
Hey, yo. Yo.
What's that garlic powder?
Wow.
Different.
Fucking different, bro. Yeah, boy.
So what's the price for cucking then, Andrew?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus
you
Christ.
You go talk to my wife. You see what the price is.
Get her on the phone. Can we?
No.
Let's get her on the air.
No.
Yo, I thought he was going to do it.
That would be amazing.
He would.
I was ready. My word. I'm going to get her on Zoom.
I was fucking ready.
Hey, Veronica.
As the baby's running around.
Question.
Cucking.
Yeah.
How much?
She doesn't even know what it is.
Of course she doesn't. That, whitest
why,
woman
wait,
on the
why
planet,
do I hear
dude.
Children?
I'm not kidding. If you go to Urban Dictionary, her picture's under white woman. Like,
wow.
It's serious.
She's English, Irish, German. She's she's moon tanned.
Yeah, right? She gets a moon tan. That's how.
Wow.
That's how white she is. She glows at the beach.
I think she knows more than you think she does.
I don't doubt it, but like when I do bring things up, she might at least play clueless.
Right.
You know, I mean, she turned me into the monster I am today, sexually.
Right? Oh, please tell them that story because they will appreciate it.
Okay.
We've heard it 100 times, but all right. I need to see the reaction.
So like Chris said, we knew each other in high school and everything like that. I worked in a retail store. She worked in another retail store, same parking lot, different buildings. All right. Mm-hmm. So we would meet up various ways. Not even dating, just seeing each other. Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
At the time she was dating another guy who cheated on her, all the nasty bullshit. And I went over her house to fix her internet, legitimately go over there. And her father, being the old German man that he was, took her aside and goes, why don't you date a nice white boy like that?
Oh, you didn't say, yeah, the other guy was
Yeah, the other
Latino.
Guy was Puerto Rican. But he was the scum sucking Puerto Rican kind. Anyway.
Wow.
Well,
we're going there.
Again, I'm talking about him. I'm not talking about Puerto Ricans. I'm talking about this guy.
Anyway, so it eventually got to a point where she legitimately found out that he was cheating on her, like had proof. You know, everything else was hearsay.
He dropped the hint. He wrote the note.
He probably did, pretty much. And she came over my, at the time, parents' house. I went to the bathroom. I came back into my room, and she unveiled the covers and naked.
What a beautiful sight, right?
Right.
And at that time, yeah, exactly. You're goddamn right. You're goddamn right.
Yeah, the crowd was on their feet right away.
Yeah, at that time, she,
clap season.
Clap,
I love the clappage.
We got the ooh-woo and the ara-ara. Yeah, at the time, she was 135, had triple D. All right, so and she's the one.
Hey, you lost me with the numbers. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I know.
She was like, "What the fuck is that?"
She was 21. How about that number?
There we go. That's the only one I give a fuck about.
That's right.
Over age, good. That's it.
21. He's 19.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and from there, like the two of us, it was.
Yeah, what started as revenge sex.
Became a
marriage and a daughter. Go figure.
Yeah.
Nice.
Isn't that crazy?
And like the crazy, we were outside in a fucking thunderstorm up against a tree, you know, all kinds of fucking.
Got serving it in the rain, huh?
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Thank you, sir.
Woo!
Andrew's like, finally not getting like, mocked.
Damn, I don't know what's wetter, you or outside.
Yeah. Give a shit. It still works.
I'm gonna have pneumonia in the morning, bitch, but I don't care.
Some older coochie out there.
Wait, why is this the only tree in the field? I hope I don't get hit by lightning. No. At least I'll die happy.
For real, bro. That's wild.
Yeah, fucking no, way. we were fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
Seriously, it was
a beautiful thing.
Yeah, at 18 I remember, at 21, yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely that whole primal instinct took over kind of thing. And listen, again, still love her to this day. Had a fucking kid with her and like... enjoy having the kid with her kind of thing.
Right,
now
right.
It's the point of, is she asleep yet? No, she's fucking still asleep. Like, can we do a quickie? No, because she knows how to open doors. Mm. Like,
yeah, she's six. The baby knows how to open doors. She's not a baby. She's six.
Right. Yeah,
of course she knows how to open doors. If she didn't, there's a problem.
You better get your acting skills up.
Right?
You know how to play dead. She come in while y'all fucking play dead. Mommy? Daddy?
I want to wrestle too. Hold on.
See that Hold sip on. In your mouth every fucking time.
I knew that's why he's fucking doing it too. He's like, I want it.
That's revenge. See, you're getting paid back for me making him joke before.
Yeah, yeah.
See, you're in the barrel still. Never gets away, dude.
No kids.
That
for
was
you?
Awesome. No, no kids. Not married.
There you go, man. Got to get him on one of the shows.
Right.
Make him start sweating a little bit.
Aye. That's it. Oh, there's a pitch I have for you guys.
He threatened me with that shit already. He's like, they may bring one of the girls. And I know most of your girls are exotic girls.
I just said,
to my skin tone.
I didn't expect it, and I wasn't going to throw it out there. Like, you guys want to bring somebody? I was just, if they show up with somebody, I'm not going to tell.
I feel like everybody expects
to travel. You got damn right.
They expect to travel with girls.
You got to travel holes.
Like I'm fucking.
You got to travel holes, right?
Let me open my portfolio.
Like I'm Bishop Don Juan or some shit. I'm supposed to walk in with two bitches on my shoulder.
You know, it's always funny because, like,
I mean, goals, but just not yet.
No, it's always funny because we always say, like, if you do want us to bring a girl and you do want us to bring, like, these are girls that, like, are expecting their money. Like, we always say, like, they're always.
Yeah, for sure.
That's right. So no matter what, if the Respect the Blackout is there and you guys want us to bring any of our females, host any of them, mm-hmm. they will get their money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there,
one way or another,
there's a fee there. No matter what, we'll come gladly just because we like to hang out and we like to kick the shit.
Right.
But the moment somebody's like, oh, "But you're free. You're her? Females.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a fee there.
Let me ask her real quick.
Right. So right? What's the who has been the most expensive and what was it? What was that amount?
Oh, even if you don't want to say who it was, if you want to keep it anonymous, like what was the most expensive booking?
Yes.
You the trickster.
Oh, damn.
He's the secretary. He's the treasurer of Respect the Blackout.
Yes.
Like I always said, we've had very, very successful girls come to our show. Mm-hmm. We almost had Queen Rogue up here as well that we're trying to schedule that up.
That one I'm familiar with. Okay.
I know you're familiar with that one.
Nah. Yeah.
That one there. I need that one personally. The way she talks shit while taking dick, it's amazing.
Oh, she's a dirty talker, huh?
Yeah.
She's one of the older ladies.
She curses you the fuck out.
Horn. Yeah.
She's Spanish and she curses you the fuck out. Like, give me that dick motherfucker. Yeah,
now Andrew's really.
Queen Rogue.
Queen Rogue.
She up there like Vanessa Bluke style shit?
You could find her anywhere, really, pretty much.
Yeah, around there, yeah. But luckily, it's always, because we've gotten a name with each other. It's never been too much to the point that we're just like.
I think Tinder Montana might have been the most.
Yeah. And Tender Montana, but she started out as a streetwalker.
Oh yeah.
So you know she was literally in that game,
right?
And she came up, and now you can't get a booking with her
really
to even come like do a show.
Yeah, right.
Like really, she loves us, and we always have communication with her. And she's
to just schedule.
And she's just like, I want to come back.
Right.
I just don't have the time, and we don't even ask her to come because we see, like, I always look at Instagram. If you have an Instagram, it's either because you have a business to promote, or you want to fuck.
Mm. Yeah.
Instagram, it's there's, another there's one
app.
Or two.
Yeah.
Because either you're promoting a business or you're there to show something that, hey, meet me and I'm this type of guy or I'm this type of girl.
Right.
So she always hits us up and she's like, hey guys, like, you know, I'm seeing the show. Like, I love it. And I do want to come back whenever I open up some dates.
Right.
I'm going to tell you guys.
Nice.
And that's usually how it goes with our guests because we try to make it as friendly as possible.
Right.
Because imagine you invite a girl over to do a show, but it's always just two guys. It's sketchy.
Right. Yeah. So for all you guys who keep asking us to come and sit in on the show, no.
No.
You're going to kill our vibe because girls are comfortable already with us. It took us enough to get there.
Yeah.
Now we got to say, hey, we got this random guy who's going to sit in the corner and watch.
All right. So what about this option then? If, say, Tender Montoya, you get her back in, and her number one fan turns around. Like, she holds a contest to have her number one fan on your show.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't obviously deny him then.
No,
because
not at all.
There's already an established relationship
there.
Right.
There's things that we would never turn down, especially, and we would bring our guests. So, like, the show that they do in Red Bank, the podcast show that they do, Ming hosts it as well.
Oh, the ISL Comics?
Okay. And then they have another podcast that runs in the theater next to the...
That's opening up. Yeah, they got the Smod Castle opening up.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. So,
like
they would tell us, like, we would bring our models and we'd be like, hey, like, you know, this is what we do.
Mm. Right.
Everybody that sees our show obviously knows what we're doing. We're not getting invited to kids' parties. Like, we're just not. Like, it's obviously...
Parents are really cool.
Right, you know? But
or they're into that lifestyle.
Like Lil Boosie.
Right. You know?
Whoa.
Luckily, some of the time, we either have to fly them here, fly them out, or fly to them and just trying to get...
Oh, so most of these aren't local girls. Like,
no.
They may be...
Most of these aren't, no. Mm.
Okay.
You have Nix Linka, which, shout out to her. She lives in Jersey.
Mm.
Cat.
She's been on a couple times, right?
Yeah. Nix Linka is
she's
funny.
She's
such
a vibe.
The fucking Stitch voice gets me every time.
Yeah.
She does jerk off instructions in Stitch's voice from Lilo
like
Stitch.
Like,
whoa.
Stitch, yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
I need to find that to laugh at. Yeah. Honestly.
It's hard to laugh at.
That's a really specific kink.
Yeah, like
making your dick hard.
Her kink porn. And I always like tell her, like, her acting is so on like so good that it's just like,
why don't you go into voice acting type thing?
Not even that. It's just like, I'm glad that you found this to make your money.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you could have probably did somewhere like
Broadway.
What someone would be considered legitimate.
Yeah. Not even that. They could just be doing like commercials and stuff.
Yeah, like show business.
Right,
she could be in show business, definitely.
Yeah.
But you know, like,
stuff I do that everyone's like, oh, get paid. That's why I think it's funny, like the booking thing, because I do voice acting and everything too. Because I got this fucking radio voice, and it's like, thanks, and it's always like, oh well, no pay, but great exposure. I'm like, I don't need your fucking internet.
Nobody pays. Like, yeah, like exposure doesn't pay for.
I do an hour plus a week. Like exposure to do anything. Like you pay people for their work. Like you know, that's why I find it funny that totally. That's like,
fuck,
oh,
can you?
Yeah. Well, it's, hey man, I got rent.
Right.
Yeah, no, exactly, everybody knows.
The idea, yeah, like you don't just show up and
everything. Fucking bills.
Now that the idea, because that's always like every dude, I don't care who they are. Let's just be honest. Every dude is like that fantasy of like the fan fuck.
Oh my
God,
yeah.
So what, just roughly, again, not getting specific, it's almost time for round three.
Moving
what
up to
percentage
the
of the girls that you guys have spoken to and interviewed are down for like private bookings? Be polite. Like, because some
escort
of them just do
tiles.
It because they're like, no meetups. No, you know, a lot of them put it right there. Like, no meetups. Don't team. You know, if you come on to me, you're blocked.
Kojo. Nice.
All that other
nice.
Stuff.
Anime watcher.
40?
Yeah.
40%?
Yeah.
You'd say?
But we're like, it probably was higher, but now that.
You got to think about it. We don't really say this on the show, but the exposure that you get from our show is very different to what you would just do on your regular OnlyFans or on your regular Twitter. People find
sure.
you. People find you from just our angle now. Mm-hmm. That you automatically see a big increase.
Right.
Well, you share followers now.
Yeah.
Right.
Like you might.
But
get
not even
some
that
because
like we're not even that big on like we're not super popular on Instagram or Twitter.
Right.
Like mm-hmm. we have a decent following, but we have very like loyal fans. But like you immediately you do the show and you immediately grow because people get to know you. It's
true.
Not. It's totally. Not like I'm just paying for your pussy. Right.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh
you guys
shit.
Had them on.
Now honestly. I know her, and like she's super cool.
Right.
I'm gonna follow.
Yeah. Isn't it Nick's who comes in with like dressed up and shit and like that?
Yeah.
Pikachu on or something like that.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. Just to know, like, I don't give a fuck if you do sex work. You come in and you talk anime. I'm gonna fucking listen to you.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. She's a
and
big
funny.
Anime watcher too. She does cosplay for like New York Comic Con and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, what happens is, and that's why the percentage is probably at 40, the girls come in and some of them are, like you said, they do offer that. And then their fucking OnlyFans blow up and guys hit them up like, hey, I saw you on Respected Blackout. And then they just like, yeah, I don't need to do that anymore. I'm making enough money.
Right. Yeah, like I don't need to hook,
like,
find
now,
some random dude.
Now
you know?
I don't need your $2,000, $3,000. Like,
I'm making enough money online where you're just looking at me and you have this fantasy of wanting to meet me.
Protect myself.
Which is, and that,
other,
yeah,
that's
the
other
thing is, you don't know. Like, same with them, with you guys having somebody come in, some random dude who's like, hey, man, let me sit in on your show.
Because you got to be protected, too. Like, I want to sit on the show and watch the girl. How do you know this motherfucker ain't going to stab both of you to get to her?
Yeah, right. Well, that's it, too. And that's part of like you guys putting yourselves out there helps because they're like, no, we do a legit show. Like I've reached out, especially like during the pandemic when, you know, we took a break from the studio just with everything going on. And I was doing Zoom interviews and I reached out to a few people who were like outside, like further than my reach. Just to figure like, look, I do this show. Like
you
if
you never
you're
know.
Down
you,
for it.
Yeah. You don't know until you send that message.
Send a message
and and that's actually what happened with one of our guests. Like we hit her up and she has an amazing follower. Shout out to Janice. Shout out to Black Eyes Janice. Mm. She has, I think, like
that was a good
800K now.
Right.
On Twitter.
She's
and
funny
just
as
all,
hell, too.
She's
got just a funny account, too. What's a funny ass Janice?
I told Sean, I was like, bro, just send the message and see what happens. Like, you never know. Because that's what I did with Tender. That's what I did with the first girl. I was like, let's see what happens.
Right, yeah. Right.
We were looking for guests. Like, we were looking for rappers. We were looking for everybody, anybody to come
worst
up.
Worst thing
to,
you get no response.
Worst thing you
either
get a no,
anything.
Or worst thing you get a, like, fuck you. And it's like, all right, well, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
all right.
When you come hit us up again, we're going to revisit that. We're going to revisit
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, I'll save this.
She hit us up and she's like, I'm down to go to the show tomorrow if you want.
Shit.
And she lives, what, 4 hours
Maryland.
Away?
Yeah, she lives in Maryland.
Really?
Okay. So she was. I was like, holy shit. And she came up here and she was like, if you want to be about it and you're about your business, you will come do the show. Like,
right.
You just come work.
You understand that you are a brand.
You come do your work. Like,
yeah.
And then that's how me and Sha took it. And we're like, yo, let's just hit everybody up that we can.
She literally told us after that show. She's like, I love what you guys are doing. You need more hoes.
Yeah. 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 We're actually still in contact with her to do a dick sunking competition. Not with us, but the girls. She's going to bring girls. You got to make sure.
You got to clear that up.
You got to make sure that we're not sucking no dick.
Yeah.
We're going to be the judges. They're going to have, you know.
So what is it? Like how fast the guy comes? Is that going to be
the gauge? How fast the guy comes? We're going to do a deep throat competition. We're going to do like a whole sex Olympics. We're going to do like a squirt competition.
That's kind of what I wanted to talk to you guys about. I had a pitch for you about that.
Oh, God. I remember. Yeah, the Olympics.
The Olympics.
The whole Olympics. Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're going to try to rent out a
flashbacks to Cat Williams for some reason.
The Olympics. We're gonna have to clap off. Well, we already had the ass off. Clap. We had the ass clap competition here for All Star Weekend.
For decibels, which is great. Yeah. I was like, how many claps in like 10 seconds or something?
You could do the fast, you know, clap
like
too.
So, yeah. Fast. I'm thinking this
we're gonna do
really
the clapper.
Funny.
Like we're gonna put the clapper a certain distance.
Oh, like to turn the lights on and off.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Brilliant. You guys don't need me right now. You guys got it all laid out.
Yeah, we got some crazy stuff coming from the fans and shit like that.
And luckily, every girl that we work with has always been like, "Yo, if you need support, if you need anything, you know, just let us know."
That, right. Well, that's all that to build that repertoire. Right,
so let's go to the next one.
Yeah.
Let's go get the 911.
These puss ass wings. Okay, wait.
Oh, yeah, you say that now. Oh, damn, he's loading up.
That's right. I gotta keep. I'm not asking a guest to do anything I wouldn't do. So here we go.
What old?
Let's sauce up.
This is the 911. One bite in it.
That's not even an emergency, B.
No.
Damn.
For me, it is. Fuck you.
This is the first one with some bite to it. I'll say that.
It definitely is. It bite back.
But.
I fucking hate spicy shit.
This one definitely bite
just
back.
Take that fucking ethnic card away from you. How the hell are you going to have this? No, not have spicy shit?
Nah.
Uh-oh. Hey, damn.
Yeah, nah, this one hit.
He's like part Dominican at this point.
Nah, I ain't gonna hold you. This one hit.
It's getting the back of your throat kind of thing. Chris had to walk away. There it is. Yeah, all that talk.
Yeah, this one hit.
Took a minute.
Shout out to Nesquik.
Gotta get those sponsorships, right? Shit. I'm sorry, I didn't bring any liquid death this time.
Ooh. I need ass. I can get through this. Nah, this whole burn.
I'm tearing up. Yeah, no, it took a while.
Yeah, this whole burn, ooh, my lip, my tongue, all that.
Ooh. Are you going to be able to get through the rest of the interview?
Maybe.
My asshole's going to demolish me.
I'm tearing up. Wow.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. You're sweating.
Dude, with those first two, I didn't expect
it. He was like, mild, regular.
Yeah. Nothing.
Motherfuckers went from this spectrum all the way to the end. Real quick, just like that.
You guys,
yeah, that was
left.
That was quick.
Still got another one left.
I thought
bro.
It was a build off.
That like a little cliff.
Shit, what cliff?
This is like I'm gonna jump off the fucking mountain.
Yeah, goddamn right, they pulled the rug out from underneath your ass.
Yeah, this hole got my
Wiley,
mouth hot.
Wiley Coyote kind of shit.
Yeah,
yeah, this hole got my mouth hot as hell,
dude. Oh, there you go. Get some blue cheese.
Oh yeah, nah, yeah, we go with the ranch, man. We're going.
Yeah,
all right.
Blue cheese. I'm not gonna lie, like that was brutal. It was a slow burn. Yeah. So we'd go sauce it up. We're like, this is nothing.
Meanwhile, just gets in my lips and shit.
Mm-hmm. No, I knew that was going to burn. I knew it. I heard about these motherfuckers.
You heard about the 911?
Yeah. I didn't know about the nuclear ones, though.
This is the ones you got signed the waiver for, don't you?
No.
Yes.
They're used
oh, yeah?
To be.
You got
to
sign a waiver for them shit. Hell yeah. If you die, we're not responsible.
Yeah, well, in that case.
It's supposed to be some kind
I think
of like
we're done here. I didn't sign shit. I do an online order, and they just let me take it.
Well, that
so.
Was, your, play that was dead. Your signature.
Yeah, play dead and let them sue.
I mean, we got a camera running. Boy, that'd be a way to wrap up the show, right? See, we should have talked. We shouldn't be talking about it. Just be like, and all our heads hit the table. And it's like, Andrew wraps up. All right, I guess we're done.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
You're sweating a little too, dude. So I don't feel as bad anymore. I see it.
Well, yeah, I've been drinking Hennessy, so I'm going to sweat regardless.
Okay.
It's the Hennessy talking.
Yeah, right. That velour wave cap.
Sure. The velvet durag too? Yeah, I'm going to sweat regardless.
This is true.
Oh, it's beautiful. What is it, velvet?
What is it, velvet? Yeah, Shorty. I'm going to tell you, Shorty, when I get home, I'm not eating nothing. You don't want to deal with this. You're going to go to the hospital.
Did you give me the clap?
I'm not going down on nothing tonight. You're going to the hospital, little Shorty.
And not in a good way.
Facts.
Shit.
Anything more than an Altoid? Too much.
Anything too more much. Than an Altoid?
So this shit took the temperature up. This boy in here eating Dunkaroos.
You got the right idea.
You
got to
have the sugar. Got to have
you
the
know
sugar.
What it is? It's just progressively getting hotter.
It's hot. Yeah.
It is. It really is.
Because like, I'm just like, fuck it. But we're good. We could go.
Yeah, sure.
What else you got for these gentlemen?
We'll figure
what
it out.
What do you got? I got nothing. I've been talking all this time. I'm the one revealed secrets.
You bring a lot to the table. But again, you're the married guy. So
I thought these guys were going to come with hardball questions. This is
I got nothing.
No, this is first time. Oh, there'll be more. we're just getting started here.
Feel the room kind of thing.
No more fucking feel the room with us no more. No more problem. Right. Feel the room with us.
It's funny because that's how we go about it on our guests. Like, we don't expect you to put a dildo in your mouth the first show that you come on.
Right. We don't either. So you guys
thank
are welcome.
You. Thank you. You know.
But when we like, so we have like, we had a guest actually, and she just hit us up like last week. When she first came on, she was like super nervous. Like when she came up, I think she wasn't really like ready to reveal that she was getting into the industry yet. And now she watches our episodes and she's like, I want to do that. I want to do that. So she's going to come back up and it's going to be fucking
and it's gonna be a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, so it happens like that. Like, you know, sometimes people say, hey, can I bring somebody to make me feel more comfortable? And they'll like sit in the back and they'll, you know, so.
Has anything ever gotten out of control? And you guys, did any episodes like you didn't release? Or is there anything you had to edit down or something? Because shit went sideways?
A couple things happened.
Really?
We had one episode where we literally had to take off of YouTube because a girl was telling us a secret. And she told us to turn the mics off, but it was like a malfunction and the mic stayed on.
Oh, shit.
So we had to take one off. Then we had an episode before we started the OnlyFans thing where we got into like a little scuffle on the episode.
Like legitimate, like yeah, the, like, you and the hosts.
Yeah, yeah. It was, yeah, it was just like, it was a situation with a girl too, but it was just like a lot of bullshit. Mm. She wasn't like an OnlyFans model or anything like that. Just a regular girl from the area. And that was it, man. We really haven't, we're like peaceful people.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's it. I'm wondering because, like, you don't know until somebody comes in. Because you guys are meeting a lot of them for the first time.
First time. That's the first time we meet them is the interview day. Right, so, right. Like, to get all this stuff out of them, like, and I tell them that all the time. It's like, yo, for us to get, like, the information we get out of you, for you to be this comfortable, like, we're very fortunate.
You must be doing something right.
Yeah, we're just fortunate, that's it, man.
What made you guys stop, like, doing shows since you guys didn't since 2010? Like, what has made you guys...
The group thing.
I mean, like you guys said, you know, start out with four dudes. And, yeah, so
life
we
gets
did...
In the way.
Life gets in the way, and also everybody's, I'll admit, I mean, everybody, I don't know if the other, Andrew being one of them, as the other two guys, Jack and Ryan, who everybody was on last week, if you're tuning in the first time, go check out last week's episode, 171. Everybody said to me privately, like, my ambition was beyond as harder than they kind of wanted to work.
Right.
And then when I went out to LA, which while we were still doing the show, we just bank a bunch and kind of spread them out while I was living out there. I started doing this show out in LA and then started doing it at a studio. And I was like, I like this. I'm doing a weekly show. It was, you know, live show. They had three camera setup. It was awesome. And we just kind of couldn't keep pace with what was going on with everyone's life.
At a point,
and
it also became work.
Right.
It was no longer enjoyable.
But it, and I kind of,
well, that depends.
My thought
that depends,
was
like, who's really into it.
Right. That's what it is.
Then that's
but
it.
Again,
like, what it is.
So but you, it is that combination of life getting in the way. Is this enjoyable now, or now does it feel like a chore?
Right.
You know, does it feel
right.
Like work?
But my thought was always like, better we do something that's ours.
Right.
Because we're always going to have to work for somebody else anyway.
100%.
I said, we might as well just put our energy into this. Because if you're just bullshitting around with your friends for an hour a week and you turn that into a gig, even
it started with
job,
us making dinners.
Right.
Yeah. Our show started with us getting to my parents' house at the time in Manchester, making dinners. And Chris, myself, Ryan, Jack turned around and said, or actually, Jack wasn't even
Jack
in the
wasn't
picture,
in the picture yet.
Just me, Chris, and Ryan turned around going, yo, we should record this. And
first it was, we should make a movie. And then it became, conversations are funny. Let's turn this into something.
We have some YouTube videos of us being idiots, but like...
Who doesn't?
But that was it. Yeah, at this point, it's... Yeah, that's... Everybody does. Every kid in middle school has videos of them being idiots.
And I think better people, than but, what we started with.
And I think that's what people don't understand is that it, even though you're having fun, it is work, though.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, you have to grind it out. I mean, if you want to turn it into something, there's not a person I should... Okay. 80% of the people I've had on who've done podcasts on the show, who haven't invited me on... aren't doing it anymore.
Gotta
because
get them on the stairs. Sweating,
get,
yeah,
that's right. But no, they get 12 episodes in, and then they're like, I don't want to keep paying for, you know, Libsyn or whatever. Well, you know, at the time, you know, every month, or I can't do it every week because I do this. And my whole thing is, well, we're always gonna have to work and do something else. I mean, just to pay the bills.
I mean,
but
everyone in this room has
I'd
to
rather
go to a
do
job tomorrow, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I'd rather have this to do too, because at least this is fun.
This is
building
like
into something.
It's like a little getaway.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Especially having you guys who have such a much more extreme show than we do, and have topics that
more niche.
To be honest, you know, it is a very niche show, and a lot more. The topics are much more extreme than what Chris and I have done previously. It's nice to hear that side of the story. You know, you guys are bringing in girls that. 5 years ago, that was taboo.
Yeah.
You're talking to porn stars? What do you mean?
Right.
You know, like,
well, that's it. Like, I'm a big Howard Stern fan, and like, it was crazy. In the 90s, it's crazy.
He was talking to porn stars. He had Jenna Jameson sit on a speaker and, you know, got her off by talking into a microphone.
Right.
You know?
And that was like, and he did that shit because he knew, like, oh, this is going to make people mad.
Yeah.
And it was great. Now there's no taboos anymore. You can kind
of
do anything.
You can do whatever you want.
But at
the
time.
Big inspiration from Howard Stern.
Yeah, oh, dude, I love him. And he does that better than anybody else. And same thing. He brings in guests like No Judgment. He'll just ask him about what's going on. But my favorite thing with the porn stars was, and you could find him on a lot of the on the porn tube sites, because that was when they had Howard TV and it was all uncensored. Oh, now, yes. SiriusXM doesn't put those up, but it was Dumb as a Box of Rocks. You guys ever see when he did that?
No.
Oh, do yourselves a favor and look at, go to X videos or any of those sites. Look up Howard Stern, Dumb as a Box of Rocks. We'll have three porn stars on. It'll be like, who's on the dollar bill? What president is on the dollar bill?
The George W. Bush?
No, I'm sorry. That's wrong. You know what you need to say?
I'm Dumb as a Box of Rocks.
Yeah, like it's sad that like it's there's definitely a contingent of porn stars that are not
literally
the brightest light bulbs.
But that's why. And same with the girls who do OnlyFans. Like,
it's kind of like when we have the girls up here, like we'll do top 10. Like we'll like give me 10 states, go. And then if they get wrong, they'll drink, they'll take a shot.
Okay, right. Just okay.
So we'll do shit like that. Like, you know, it's kind of like
have to
education.
Respect your own blackout.
Yeah,
that's right.
Respect the blackout.
Have to respect your own blackout.
We're literally still respect the blackout, but with girls now. So like, it's still the same thing. Gotta let these guys know.
Yeah. That's right.
Let's get fucking drunk and let's fucking talk sex.
It's a social lubricant.
That's the headline, I think.
Lubricant?
I think that's what, let's get drunk and let's talk about sex.
That's it.
I think that sums it all up.
Didn't Salt and Pepper do a song about this?
Talk about sex.
That's right. Which again, Salt taboo in the 90s. Oh, everyone's like, oh my God, can you imagine?
Yeah, PMRC.
And none of your business. Yeah, let me just smell these. Because now I'm worried. All right, we're going to go out now in this final week.
It smells like hurt.
It doesn't smell like anything.
No.
No?
No.
That's trouble.
Yeah, that's the.
I hope we didn't get him backwards. You imagine like we just went in the 911 was
praying
hottest.
Over here. Like, listen, Allah is not going to help you right now. Like,
Allah will help me.
Allah, Satan, whoever wants to help my tongue
one.
And my lips.
As I said earlier, we won't bite that hoe.
Wait, whoa.
I don't know.
I'm not trying to fucking.
Nigga, this your show.
He tried to get that one off. Tried to get that one off.
I'm gonna watch.
He was looking at us like they gonna do
like
it.
Nigga, this ain't your show.
These motherfuckers are gonna do it. These motherfuckers are gonna do it without you. Without us, no sir.
Which one has no sauce on it?
No sir, you better dip that bitch.
I will. I'm going in on blue cheese with it though.
Since it's the last one, I'll sacrifice myself.
Here we go,
dude.
Now it's a party.
Saucing all the fuck up.
Stop across the street. Get some Tums.
Gentlemen,
be all right.
Thank you for being part of the show.
Thank you for coming out.
Appreciate you.
And more to come.
One
bite that hoe.
The way y'all said that is fucking hilarious.
We're white. What can we do?
What the fuck?
One bite that hoe.
Yeah.
One
bite that hoe.
One bite that
hoe. The ranch helped.
We're trying to fit in. Yeah.
The ranch helped, but let's wait and see.
I'm waiting for it. Yeah. It's going to happen. It's going to bite.
What's next for you guys?
What do you mean?
See, because the thing about it, and I want to touch up on the subject.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like how everybody's life kind of gets in the way.
Mm. Yeah.
What me and Sha kind of do, like, on a regular basis, we text each other.
You got it?
Like, how do you feel?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you okay? Is the work getting too much? Like, have I done anything to fuck you up?
So
have I done anything to, like...
So, Chris and I definitely do have those conversations. And, like the joke... is like, oh, I've been in the chamber for
six
weeks. So, like, I turned around and said...
The sauce, it ain't that bad, though. I looked it off my fingers and shit. And
yeah. Maybe we got them backwards.
911 was
definitely
worse. I think 911 may have been may have been the killer.
Oh, there it is. I feel it now.
Yeah, yeah
but it's not
I've had worse.
It's not as bad. Not after that one. You got to have a 911 wing now. Come on. Come on. You got to do it.
I did have the conversation with Chris, like, yo, I got to take a break. Plus, I have my own show that I come here for.
Right.
So, like, I'm doubling up in a way.
Yeah.
So I told him, like, listen, I want to take a break now. Plus, originally, it was supposed to be somebody else that was the actual co-host.
It's been a rotation. It's been a loose kind of co-hosting thing.
But it got to a point, like, I said to him today, I'm like, dude, I don't want to replace guys. It just seems that, like, last 6 weeks, I'm the guy here. Like,
but doing, as I told Andrew and the other guys who are just regulars on the show, I was like, if you come at me with ideas doing a weekly show, like, you're front of the line as far as I'm concerned. Because if you're doing a weekly show, like, I'm always looking for somebody to throw something in that I can refine and put whatever my twist is on it. But, yeah, just every Monday, just new show, just video episodes, Patreon.
Yes, sir.
And, we got a bunch of stuff coming up. We got some guest hosting. I got a couple of people sitting in hosting their own shows. A couple of the guys are doing it over the summer. We got a game show coming up next month. More to come on that.
Okay.
That'll be funny. That'll be kind of PG, though, because it's going to be just a stretch. Just try something different.
Okay.
Just do like a typical, like, it could air in prime time, that kind of thing.
That's what's up.
We have, actually, I'm going to announce it now because it's pretty much locked in, right?
What's that?
And July. Uh-oh. So we're doing a midnight live stream.
Oh, yeah, that.
July 23rd.
I didn't know which show you wanted to talk about this time.
Well, no, that's for that one. For Jack's birthday. So we've been talking about the last live stream we did was in April. And we said, like, probably every other month. We're doing it because Jack's birthday is July 23rd. So we're doing a midnight live stream Friday, the 23rd. And if you don't catch the live stream because it's Friday night and you're out because it's a Friday night in July, we get that maybe no one's going to be tuning in. It'll be up on that Monday. So I guess that'd be the 26th, yeah. July 26th.
Yeah.
So tune in for that. More about that to come. But it's going to be a fun summer.
We also have another show in the bag right now that we're currently editing. You want to reveal that one?
Not yet, because that's not coming out till probably 4th of July weekend. So we'll get into it. There's video stuff coming soon.
There's video stuff coming up soon.
Yeah. Soon.
Oh, there is. Never stop. We don't stop.
Yeah, there's branching out. There's a lot of stuff coming to the Patreon, actually, as well, that we're going to do. And or at least it's certainly going to start there. For the hardcore, you get in on that. But, yeah, it's just doing it every week. You know, keeping at it because it's growing.
Get paid for this.
Consistency is key, bro.
We don't get paid for this.
It's just keeping that fan base going and keeping the interest up.
Yeah. Which is funny, like you guys were saying about the social media thing. Like you look at the social media thing, oh, this show is kind of like an okay following. The downloads are way higher than people who actually, right. You know, and you guys probably see that too. Like on social media is one thing, but like the people who are actually listening who maybe don't follow, different story. It's
TikTok blew the fuck up.
Yeah, TikTok is crazy with that. I do an episode trailer. This one's going to be really funny. It's going to be 59 seconds of just... of gold. Amazing. But
a lot of bleeping and fucking I'm not bleeping shit.
I'm like, listen, if this is what this episode's about, right?
This is gonna be his first strike. That's what it's gonna be.
Maybe.
Hey, see how that goes. It'd only be fitting for us to get you.
We're banned on Instagram Live. We're banned from a lot of things.
Dude, that's a badge of honor though. I mean
we had Titty Tuesday.
Titty Tuesday.
Titty
we got
Tuesday.
Banned for Instagram Live. Tits and Tacos.
Tits and Tacos, sorry.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
How the hell did you pull that off?
Instagram Live, they didn't.
Apparently not, they didn't.
They didn't. I mean, we got banned that night and then we got away with Tory sucking dick in Atlantic City.
They did.
Really?
We got away with that.
On Instagram?
On Instagram Live. We got away with that.
How the f-
And then right, I had whatever. Posted.
But luckily, our fans don't.
They don't, right, they're not
like,
report it.
But yeah, you would think that like there's some kind of algorithm out there going like, that's a penis. Like, you know, like.
It's Facebook. Facebook is like,
I think
all
it's
knowing.
Maybe within like the first 5 minutes if you don't show anything kind of like extreme,
okay,
you get away
that's
with
what's
it.
Called.
It's like YouTube, a window. The first 2 minutes, if you don't curse, you're good.
Yeah. There's some. I'm watching a couple of YouTube episodes back. I'm like, wow. Yeah. But then again, your fans aren't going to report
on
it.
On YouTube, yeah, if you don't curse or if you don't say anything bad for the first 2 minutes, then you're
in the clear.
Your show doesn't get flagged.
We have
unless someone says
we have tits on YouTube.
Yeah,
you have tits on YouTube.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna say it, but I was like, "Yeah, I've watched
this stuff on YouTube."
This is stuff you got some
sucking said tits on YouTube. Okay.
Yeah,
we have.
There's a couple of blue knots on there too.
A couple of blue knots.
A couple of girls open the ass up. It's crazy. A
couple
of
things on there.
Oh yeah,
there's a couple of things. Yeah. I mean, listen, hey,
like I said, 2 minutes.
And listen,
come along. Look at us.
Who would have thought? Kate fans, don't go reporting them either, right? If it's not your thing, it's not your thing. Keep moving.
Yeah, come
right?
on.
Just don't pay attention.
Because they're awesome.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So don't
come
do that.
On.
Listen, these men are entrepreneurs.
You're going to go report us? You're going to find us?
You're going to go report us or go see the show?
Don't do that.
You know,
they're going to do both. They're fucking.
No, don't do it. Respect the hustle.
Check us out, man. Respect the hustle and respect the blackout.
That's right.
Damn
and
right.
Respect the blackout. Yes, sir. Respect the booty was taken, so there, respect the blackout.
Respect that ass.
Yeah. All right, Andrew, you get a 911 wing, and I think we both need to do a shot of Hennessy with these boys to wrap it up. Come on.
You got
to
do the 911 wing.
You got to do it. Henny is what's bothering
me. Oh,
I'll take
though.
The fucking 911.
Motherfucker, right there is different.
What's that?
That 911 is different.
Yeah, oh,
that's
different.
Doubt
just
it.
Stupid. And you can't sauce it because we didn't sauce it. But yeah, dude.
You got
a nap? Oh, are there any? Shit. Maybe in the back.
As they
hang
say,
on, hang on.
One bite of that hoe.
Wow. Wow.
Dare I say it?
Dare I say one bite?
One bite to that whore.
It's a complete different ballgame.
One bite.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, yeah, it's a complete different ballgame. Yeah, you fucked us on that one. We were expecting something mild.
And you got the bottom. Fuck that.
We were like, nuke?
Dude,
this shit is easy.
I know.
911 had his ball sweat.
Yeah, forget that.
Don't wipe your eye or your face. It's a wrap. Yeah. My lips finally cooled off.
It gets worse. Don't worry, Andrew. It gets worse.
My lips.
Ghost pepper.
Yeah. 100% Dude, you want a ranch? You want a ranch to even it out?
No, I'll take some soda though.
Right on. All right.
Ooh, that's cool, Mel.
And with that,
the motherfucker would turn red in like 5 minutes.
Good for you, Andrew. You did it, though. You stepped up and you did. I'm glad. All right, you didn't let acid reflux get the best of you. You said, I'm in. Sorry, it's empty. I finished that shit. Sorry. Yeah, you better. Yeah, attaboy. Crack open some Coke. And listen, if
the
you guys.
Acid is going to make it worse.
Probably.
The acid from the soda.
Just sugar.
Keep that handy. Sugar. Keep that handy just in case you need the ranch. And listen, if you guys haven't already subscribed in the podcast app of your choice, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Stitcher, fucking all of them. All right.
Whatever the
fuck. And subscribe to Respect the Blackout as well while you're there. And you can follow their socials at Respect the Blackout.
Absolutely.
As well, everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. Everywhere. Not TikTok, though, because fuck TikTok. Yeah. But
they don't let us there.
Yeah, they don't let us there.
If you ever want to party with us, we do host every Friday, Freaky Fridays, at Kilimanjaro in
South River.
South River. I always want to say Old Ridge.
Yeah.
So that's happening. Okay. Yeah. Did you get some Hennessy, Andrew? We got to go out with a toast.
Going out with a toast of Hennessy. And if you're a content creator and you're watching this, make sure you hit us up and hop in the DMs and get you on the show. And let's shoot some of your footage and let's get right.
That's right.
Damn, bro.
Let's go. Oh, come on. Respect the Blackout here. All
right. Gentlemen, cheers to a shared universe.
Cheers.
Oh,
hopefully you could join us for one of our shows. Hopefully.
Oh, dude.
Let us know, man.
Whenever. We're down.
You need permission.
We need a written permission.
Thanks.
We need written permission. We need a permission slip from you saying that you're okay.
We need a video of your wife holding a sign saying, I am his wife, and he can come to the show.
Nobody has ever left the interview.
And like those ransom videos, she needs to hold up a copy of today's paper so we know it's like now.
We know it's her.
Has the time stamp on it and everything, exactly. Make sure it's real.
I gotta say, after that wing, the Hennessy tastes like nothing. Tastes like apple juice. It tastes like apple juice compared to the
we gotta bonus those shit.
It's a whole different ball game.
Do you guys want to plug your individual profiles? Go ahead.
My social is DJ Munchies everywhere. And then just Respect the Blackout, man.
You know what I'm saying? Maybach _ shot on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure you follow us. We videographers, too, so we get it popping. Any your event, if you want us to come shoot your event, if you want us to come shoot your porno, even if you and your wife just want to have sex one night and you want to shoot it, just give us a call. And we'll shoot it for you.
Or
if you're gonna let your wife fuck some other dude and you watch, we'll shoot that too.
Any cucks in the building?
You can't take this target off me yet.
Any cucks?
We'll shoot it. We'll star in it. Whatever it is. Whatever that may be.
Wow.
Yo.
Thanks for putting
for all you freaky guys, if you guys see us in, what is it, Exotica? If you guys see us in Exotica, say hi. Remember, we're friendly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not like say hi to the guys.
Don't say hi to
listen,
me.
Listen,
like
don't say hi. You a lone wolf?
You gotta be careful. It's Pride Month. You gotta be careful.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Listen, man, if they're gonna tell me how to manicure my hair and shit like that, let them fucking do it. I ain't gonna take anything out
of
the
box. Oh,
butt.
No. Wait.
They're gonna be stuck.
Wait.
Right. We're gonna end the show before you get fucking weird.
End the show on him saying, I'm not gonna take it out of the butt.
I'll let you manicure my hair, sure. Okay, Andrew. And look, you can follow me. Shut up. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris Abalo and on Instagram at Chris Sells Out. You can follow Andrew on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Metal_Drew. And you can follow the show, Kate Pod, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. All the links at ChrisAbalo.com. I want to thank the guys from Respect the Blackout for coming by.
Yes.
Being up for
thank
the wings.
You, thank you for having us, man.
All this other nonsense. And
I don't think you're for the wings, soon. Though.
You know. Well, I get it. I'm glad you're up for it, but yeah, I know. Fuck me for bringing them in. Like, you and your dumb stunts.
But it was a good time.
Hey, you got it, guys. Thanks for coming along. And until next time, for Respect the Blackout and Andrew, this is Chris Abalo, and this was yet another experiment.
Didn't I tell you not to let your dick drip? Now stand up and thank me for punishing me.
Dick drip! Very good, 75. I think a dick drip is a good way to end the day.